A church planter is someone who does a lot of public speaking. You're encouraging, you're preaching. Many times you're speaking at an event. Often you go to someone's house and you maybe say a prayer. You're often in the limelight because you are leading a group of people. To serve your church plant, it's important that you keep getting more effective at public speaking. So today we're going to talk about tips on public speaking for church planters, inspired by Rich DeVos. I say Rich DeVos inspired this because these were tips that were observed of him, who is just an incredible public speaker, by Pat Williams in Pat Williams' books, How to Become Like Rich DeVos, Succeeding with Integrity in Business and Life. I also picked this book because Rich DeVos, as many of you probably know, has been my mentor through many years. And I really saw these principles in practice throughout my years of observation of Rich DeVos. But for a church planter, this is excellent that you have this opportunity to see some of those tips and apply them to your local situation. Pat Williams' observation, how to speak effectively. If you want to inspire and motivate like Rich, then you need to learn to talk like Rich. The ability to speak effectively before an audience can transform your life. Here are 10 powerful principles of effective public speaking that I learned from observing my friend Rich DeVos. I want to add one more thing. Rich DeVos is a very spiritual, God-fearing, Holy Spirit-filled believer and leader. And while we're going to talk about Pat Williams' observations, I also believe, in fact, I believe even more firmly, that the Holy Spirit leads you in public speaking. And in a lot of ways, we have to get out of the Holy Spirit when it comes to public speaking. But it is good also to keep crafting your skill, keep working on who you are so that you can get out of the way of God's work. The first of the principles is be prepared. Public speaking principle number one, be prepared. As you prepare your speech, your sermon, your talk, whatever it is you do as a church planter, be aware of the difference between written communication and spoken communication. If you want to convey details, statistics, and data, it's better to put that information in a written form, such as a handout or a flyer. If you want to inspire, persuade, motivate people, you've got to give a powerful speech. And that motivation stuff is something where you're just speaking, you're communicating to the audience. You're not distracting anyone in specific details. Above all, never be boring. Make sure that every concept in your speech crackles with energy. Never plan to start out slow and gain momentum. Instead, grab your listeners by the throat. This is kind of, I know, raw language that Pat Williams is saying, but I'm just going to say it how he says it. Instead, grab your listeners by the throat from the very first word and don't let them go. Wow them, dazzle them, knock them dead in 30 seconds, and keep knocking them dead until your big finish. Now, again, the language is very business-like here. I'd put it this way. Be prepared. Really give your best. Use metaphors in your preparation that you know are interesting to listen to. Have an attitude that you're going to go up there and serve your congregation, your church plant, by putting everything on the court. So be prepared. While you're prepared, learn how to speak in a relaxed style. Public speaking principle number two, speak in a relaxed conversational style. Never read your speech. Yes, I just said that. Many seminaries teach to just read a manuscript. I believe some of you can be incredible readers and you know, never might be too strong of a statement for a pastor trained at a seminary. Few of you can read and it looks natural. So those few that look natural, great. But I would say most of you never read your speech. Have a spontaneous dialogue with your audience. If you are speaking as if you are speaking friend to friend, the more spontaneous you sound, the more the audience will like you and trust you. And I would say the more your congregation will respond, you'll be communicating with them. Instead of writing out your speech word for word, use brief phrases or symbols as notes and jog them in your memory. Your notes should only give an outline, not a script. You know, I understand about this reading speeches. You know, at Christian Leaders Institute, what we try to do is we try to do a lot of the dialogue where you can see what I'm saying, especially for individuals who look at English as a second language. So a lot of these classes, I'm reading a lot of this. And if you've taken some of my classes, you know I'll stumble over words and all that. I mean, I'm doing my best. But still, it's when I can be free and just share my heart, that's when I do my best. So as a church planter, that's how it's going to be for you as well, usually. Eye contact. Public speaking principle number 3, good eye communication habits. Don't just glance hurriedly over the audience. Let your eyes make a 2 or 3 second connections with various people around the room as you speak. Let people know that you are speaking directly to them. So eye contact is very important. In the People Smart class, we've talked about eye contact on the interpersonal level, people to people. But learn how to get better and better. In the sermon preparation class, we talk about eye contact. Keep working on that eye contact to make it simple, to make it easy, to make it emotional in terms of being not too quick. Eye contact is very important. Communicate with energy. Public speaking principle number 5, communicate with energy. When you speak, your face, and in fact your whole personality, should radiate energy, enthusiasm, conviction. And I'll add this. We're on the Lord's team. We're on the salvation team, the love team. We're on the team that shares the gospel. If we don't have something to be energetic about, no one does. Your voice should resonate with energy. Your eyes should gleam with energy. Your smile should dazzle with energy. While it's true that some people have naturally energetic personalities, we can all learn to be more energetic and dynamic when we speak. Speaking skills can be taught, coached, learned, as one of the most important skills of all is the skill of communicating with energy. Now, I have coached pastors, church planters for many, many years. And I find it fascinating. Sometimes people will say to me, some leaders will say, I'm just not an energetic person. So what we do is we do this like practice skill. We do this exercise. And it's an exercise where we talk about fee, fi, fo, fum. And it's sort of like a British fairy tale, but very, very short. So then we'll have people say, okay, you're supposed to do the fee, fi, fo, fum. So we go around, we'd go around the room, and at first, those with low energy go, they would be out of their comfort zone, be doing things like fee, fi, fo, fum, just a little more. And we'd say, that's not enough. Fee, fi, fo, fum, no more. And then it gets to be this crazy place. Fee, fi, fo, fum, really incredible. And then they're feeling embarrassed. And the whole point of the exercise is to get past that embarrassment and get that energy, tap into that energy. You know, when you first start communicating with energy, and I remember that early in my ministry, at first I felt like, ooh, that looks too showy. But people were saying, wow, we could understand you more. We paid attention more because we felt and saw your energy. So communicating with energy is a very important church planter public speaking skill. Be a storyteller. Public speaking principle number 6, become a storyteller. Stories can create a powerful emotional connection with your audience. Use funny stories to loosen up your audience and put your listeners at ease. Use dramatic stories to generate strong emotions and empathy. Good stories ignite the hearer's imagination and makes your point memorable, even unforgettable. Stories imprint images on the listener's mind and trigger strong emotions. I've seen that with Rich DeVos. When he speaks at various places, he tells a story, and people are caught in. He'll start a speech with a story. Jesus, of course, is legendary, not only because he is the Son of God and the Savior of the world who rose from the dead. That's a fact. Also, in his ministry, he was a storyteller. Parables and stories that just brought poignant truth and grace to his audience. Vary your voice pattern. Public speaking principle number 7, vary your voice pattern. A monotone voice is boring and puts your audience to sleep. You should rise and fall with the rhythm of your speech. The air in the room should tingle with energy and enthusiasm in your voice. Speak in a firm, clear voice that says what you mean to say. Eliminate words from your speaking vocabulary that make you seem tentative and uncertain, such as, well. The varying of voice pattern, you could just see as I was talking to you, some of you were watching this, and I could just see in my imagination as I'm looking through the screen that you were starting to get tired. Some of you yawned, didn't you? If you're speaking in front of people, have that interesting voice pitch. God gave you octaves in your voice. They're beautiful. They're for singing and they're for speaking. These octaves are given by God, and you don't want to pick 2 or 3 notes in the octave. You want to use them all. Genuinely caring. Public speaking principle number 8 is demonstrate genuine caring. Show your audience that you genuinely care about them and their needs. If your caring is just an act, it will show. If you truly enjoy serving and helping people, if you take the time to truly address their needs in your speech, you win them over and they will love you. And this is Pat Williams talking. I put it this way. You will win them over and they will love God and love their neighbor even more. You know, Malcolm Gladwell is someone that I've read many of his books. And one of the books, one of the interviews on YouTube, I was listening to a person ask him, so you've seen many successful people, many leaders, many people who have brought change to the earth, and many of them were not even believers. And they were utilizing that just creational calling to make a difference for humanity. Well, somebody asked him, what is one thing you see that's very effective, that communicates trust to people? And Malcolm Gladwell said, that's a good question. He looked up in the room a little bit, and he says, it's this. The people that make the difference in this world are the people who genuinely care deeply about what they're doing, what they're saying, what they're seeking to accomplish. They care so deeply about it. As we're preaching, as we're leading in a church plant, that is seen truly. Do you care deeply? Does that caring deeply, that caring come through in all of your presentations? If you're up there and you're just running through the motions, it will be seen. Principle number 9 is keep working at getting better. Public speaking principle 9 is train yourself to be a more effective speaker. We can all sharpen our speaking skills. We all have room for improvement. After giving literally thousands of speeches over the year, I would still ask for coaching and feedback from professional speech coaching. What's happening here, you see that you got to keep growing. You know, I know that feeling. You know, I graduated from seminary. I had my preaching class. I thought, okay, I've done that. Now I'll just get experience and improve. You know what I found happen? Is I found that I hit ceilings. There were places where I would improve, and then I would just stay where they're at and stay where they're at. And what are the people in my congregation going to say and do? They're just going to listen. They're going to enjoy some mild improvements. But it wasn't until I really made this an intentional pursuit that I saw, you know what? I can learn this about my introductions. I can learn this about my eye contact. I can learn this about the body of the sermons. I can learn this about what to say, what not to say. Sometimes I wasn't even aware of the fact that I was saying things that basically were meaning one thing, but I was meaning something else. So train yourself to get better. In the preaching class, there are a lot of great principles, but there's more. Ask mentors what they think. Ask your spouse what your spouse thinks about your speaking. Keep training yourself to get better. Another valuable tool for sharpening your speaking skills is video feedback. Rehearse your speech in front of a video camera if you have those kind of means. When you watch the playback, you'll be able to see yourself as others see you. You will identify both communicating strengths and bad habits you never know you had. At first, you will wince at your flaws and flubs, but stick with it and you'll be guaranteed to see improvement. Never pass up an opportunity to speak. That's Pat Williams, principle number 6, as he has communicated with Rich DeVos. If you want to be successful and influential, then grab every opportunity that comes your way. Now, I will say this way, is in Church Planter, you're always creating other stages. So you want to not grab every opportunity, then it hurts other people's opportunity to speak. What this is talking about is you'll find as you give away one stage, another stage will appear to you. So you want to have that servant attitude, and when they come, you want to seize that moment. If no opportunities come to you, then make your own opportunities. Go on the street and do some more street evangelism. No speaking opportunity is too small or too large. Whether you're offered a chance to speak to a dozen Rotarians or in West Overshoe or an audience of millions on network TV, seize it. Make the most of it. That is what I do. That's what Rich DeVos does. And that's what you should do too. Now, to me, those speaking opportunities, especially to promote the church, can be all over the place. Within your church, you want to keep making more opportunities for others and not be the speaking hog. I've even seen effective church planters where they'll start the whole thing, and within a few years, they're even sharing the pulpit, and they're sharing so that others get that opportunity. But that church planter is still out there speaking. He's speaking to promote the work of Christ in his community or her community. You know, if you think about how to be a great speaker, I want to just go back to something I said earlier. It's still very spiritual. This is to feel deeply about something is to be called by God, be filled with the Holy Spirit. And we will get better and better in our skill level. But what's the point? What's it for? It's to proclaim the love of God, the resurrection of the dead, to proclaim redemption, and to do everything we can to get out of the way of his powerful ministry and message.